Now, there have been some very poignant scenes at gravesides in recent days, as attendances at funerals have been limited to 10 people, and of course, incredible difficulties for those in self-isolation who can't attend the funerals of their loved ones. Our Midlands correspondent Kieran Mullooly reports.
Picking up the loose ball is Conor Kennelly, going through. First points.
He was one of County Roscommon's star players in the team that won the 2001 Connacht Football Championship. So when 44-year-old Conor Kennelly died suddenly from natural causes last weekend, there was a huge outpouring of grief on social media in the West and Midlands, as friends and teammates moved to try and support his wife Claire and his family in their tragic loss. All over Roscommon and Offaly, where he lived, fans confined to their homes displayed the primrose and blue of Roscommon outside as a tribute, a gesture widely welcomed in the helplessness of these times by former Roscommon goalkeeper Shane Kern.
He was a tremendous footballer, as we all know, but I think, you know, the things that get seldom mentioned about footballers that are off the pitch, he was really a tremendous person as well. And former colleague Lorcan Dowd, I think, put it up on Facebook yesterday, and I think that we put out a flag in solidarity with Conor and Claire and their families, the Quinns and Keneally families. And it's been a brilliant idea, and one that's been brilliantly received right around the county. And I think you'll see the whole county decked in blue and yellow for the rest of the year in memory of Conor.
In many parts of the country, church funerals are going ahead despite the COVID-19 clampdown. But there's been a huge variance, and priests in many areas, some of them elderly, are coming under pressure. Father Paddy Byrne, parish priest of Abbey Leek, says it's a time for calm.
I'm thinking particularly in the ministry I have, where a lot of vulnerability is felt in the parish at the moment, two funerals taking place, and in that context, funerals and bereavement is always difficult, but where there's such isolation and proper regulation taking place, it adds to the burden of grief that's felt. But I do think this is an opportune time for us to not to engage with anxiety to the point that brings us to be full of fear. And I speak in the language of hope, in the language of faith. My own personal philosophy in life is very much determined by the present moment. And if you like, what's happened in the past few weeks is that without any of us, none of us wanted this pause button. But this pause button has opportunity, even in the midst of crisis.
As the restrictions continue, the HSE guidelines on looking after the deceased have been clarified. Phil O'Reilly, a funeral undertaker in Tullamore, explains the present situation in Offaly.
You go into our funeral home here now, where we had seating for 60. 8 people can sit now, and that's it. And it's family only. Unfortunately, we can't let in friends, we can't let in neighbours, you know. It's kind of just the way it's gone, and it is the way it's going to be for a long time, I think, until we get this thing under control.
The way it's going to be for a long time, that report from Kieran Mullooly.